Good morning. So wonderful to see you all here this morning on this beautiful September morning. Father Colville is not here this morning. He is with nine members of St. Francis who are being confirmed up at St. Albans in Tucson this morning. So I'm it this morning. Jesus has an important message to get across in our gospel reading this morning. He has had many, many followers start to fill in behind him in his ministry in Galilee. And as his ministry turns towards Jerusalem, he wants to make sure they know the difference between merely following along and playing the game with the Galilee ministry and what it means to be a true disciple and to really count the costs. And his message to them comes down to this. Discipleship is a commitment.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and eliminate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Lord, take my words and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. When I was in my 30s, living in Flagstaff, I had a friend who was dealing with some very difficult things in her life. She was raised Mormon, but had long since left the church. She saw my involvement with the Episcopal Church of the Epiphany and heard me talk about God and my church community, so she asked to come with me one Sunday. I was thrilled. She started coming pretty regularly, getting to know some of the members of the parish who welcomed her with open arms. But then some of her life problems began to ease up, and she came to church less and less frequently. When I finally asked her about it, she said, "Well, I've been having a great time on Saturday nights with this other group of friends of mine, and it's hard to get myself going on time to get to church on Sunday morning. And by the time I'm up, the Sunday morning farmer's market is going, and I don't want to miss that." I understood, because that was me and the way I approached my weekends when I was in college and grad school. Maybe some of the rest of you had a part of your life there that kind of was the way you're operating. But I knew somewhere in there was a reluctance on her part to take the next step, to go to the next level and make a commitment. God and the church were there when she felt the world was crumbling under her feet. But when she was back on solid ground, she wasn't ready to get serious about God, especially if it required something more of her. Discipleship is a commitment. This was the message that Jesus had in our gospel passage from Luke this morning for the large crowds that had started trailing him from town to town as he turned his footsteps toward Jerusalem. He'd become a bit of a local superstar in Galilee, and people he hadn't directly called to follow him the way he called his disciples were now attracted by his charisma and his message and wanted to hear him, learn from him, and be part of the transformation he was causing. But they had no idea what following him meant. They had no clue what discipleship would cost. So Jesus turned to them and told them, discipleship is a commitment. If you wish to be my disciple, you need to be all in. This means no split loyalties, no following me when it's easy, but falling away when it's difficult. So do some self-examination and see if you're ready to make this kind of commitment, to be all in, to take on a way of life that's committed to bringing about the kingdom of God right here, right now. Now, if you're like me, you probably cringed a little bit at the language Jesus used to outline the cost of discipleship to his would-be followers. It seems very negative and harsh. Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple, he says. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple, he adds. And he finishes by saying, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. Hating your family, carrying the cross, and giving up all your possessions? Is this what one signs up for to become a disciple? This isn't exactly great recruiting language. But don't get hung up on the language. Jesus is trying to make a point that he knows many of those who are following him around Galilee, and many of us today, wouldn't hear unless he rattled us a little bit. Discipleship is a commitment. And yeah, it's not always all rainbows and unicorns. Commitments aren't. They take work and sacrifice. They aren't always easy. If you've ever been married, you know this. You made a promise to have and hold your spouse for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health until the day you die. That kind of commitment comes with the good and the bad, with both joy and sacrifice. And to take it on, you need to look at both sides of the balance sheet, the benefit and the cost. Because it's an all or nothing kind of thing. You're all in or you don't walk down that aisle. No one is sort of married. Jesus is saying the same thing about discipleship. No one is sort of a disciple. You're either all in or you're not. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, forsaking all others until the day you die. There is no driftwood in discipleship, theologian Emily Towns writes, as we are all called to live lives of complete devotion to God. Following him means that we cannot be shallow or uncommitted believers. The adjectives simply do not fit the noun. As disciples, we can't forsake God or our neighbor, even for our own family. We must be ready for times when being a disciple isn't easy or convenient, when it's maybe even downright hard. And we must break whatever hold our possessions have on us, learning to give up, as Emily Towns puts it, our need to acquire, our yearning for success, our petty jealousies, our denigrating stereotypes of others, our prejudices and hatreds and more, and follow the way of Jesus. These possessions keep us further and further away from the Christ-like walk to which Jesus invites us in discipleship. Discipleship is a commitment. And commitment involves sacrifices. But sacrifice isn't always a bad thing. Our culture leads us to believe it is, even as it trains us to admire those who make sacrifices, like people serving in the military, firefighters, professional athletes. It's fine for them to make sacrifices, the prevailing wisdom goes, but I shouldn't have to. Yet we all do make sacrifices, right? Parents sacrifice for their children. Spouses sacrifice for each other. People sacrifice to get a degree, or to move a career forward, or even to buy a house. We think nothing of these things, and in fact, we often find ourselves making these kinds of sacrifices with a sense of joy, because these are the sacrifices that lead to a greater life, a greater sense of purpose. And this is exactly what Jesus is inviting us to through our discipleship. As pastor and scholar David Lowe says, Jesus invites us to the kind of abundant life that it is discovered only as you give yourself away. Our commitment as disciples is not only to be followers, but to be doers of the word, to be co-creators with God of the kingdom of God on earth by living out the commandments to love God and love our neighbor, and by living a Christ-like life. To be a disciple is to choose life, real life, life in the Spirit. Not life as success and accumulation of possessions and security, as our culture whispers in our ear that it is. Sacrifice is a joyful thing when it brings goodness to this world and the lives of others, contributing to the abundance of true life. With Hurricane Dorian in the news so much this past week, I keep thinking about what Chef Jose Andres has been doing during this massive natural disaster. Some of you may have been hearing this on the news too. Jose Andres is a very successful Spanish-American chef and restaurateur who started a nonprofit about 10 years ago called World Central Kitchen. The mission of World Central Kitchen is to create smart solutions to hunger and poverty. And its mission has grown to include being out on the front lines to provide meals to those in need when disaster strikes. World Central Kitchen has served more than 8 million meals through 23 deployments with over 44,000 volunteer shifts worked to survivors in the aftermath of natural and man-made disasters. It's a pretty impressive record. In the face of Hurricane Dorian, World Central Kitchen's chef relief team initially deployed to Florida. But when it became clear that the hurricane was bearing down on the Bahamas, Chef Jose and other relief team members headed to the capital city of Nassau, set up an operation at the Atlantis Resort, and began cooking meals as soon as the hurricane passed. They were there when the hurricane struck. Tens of thousands of meals were delivered to the northern Bahamas daily by helicopter and ship in the first days following the storm. When Dorian headed north toward the North Carolina coast, relief team members headed there to set up operations, preparing to distribute thousands of meals to people in the Outer Banks. Chef Jose and his volunteers have made tremendous sacrifices to make sure that those who have been devastated by disasters have meals to eat, even to the point of potentially putting themselves in harm's way. What Chef Jose and World Central Kitchen have been doing is making a life-giving sacrifice, not for their own benefit, but for the benefit of others and the good it brings to the world. It's a commitment that Chef Jose made. Jesus calls us to the same kind of commitment as his disciples, to live a certain kind of life, being doers of the word, to be the kind of people for whom the needs of others are a priority and worth sacrificing for, to be all in, living out these words of the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." To choose life. I invite you to look into your own life and see whether you're answering this call. whether you're all in your commitment. Listen to the ways that God is calling you to discipleship. Accept his invitation to take up the cross and with gladness follow him. The way of Christian discipleship is a great adventure. And like all adventure, it comes with both risks and rewards. Count the costs, but don't forget to tally the joy-filled and life-giving blessings that being a disciple brings to you and others. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have heard the word. Now the work begins. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.